This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jerry Hinnon is our college football insider. He's been on my show forever. Let's get down to it. Jerry, first of all, Merry Forelmas and Happy New Year. This is our last show of the year tonight, live with Pharrell anyway, and your boy Carver High. So we're going all out tonight, all out blitzkrieg on bowl games with you. So you've made the final cut. You're on the last show. Happy holidays to you and your family at the start here.
Yeah, excellent. It's awesome to be on this particular show. To be on the last one, I consider it quite an honor. And to be able to talk about one of my absolute favorite topics in all of sports, which are college football bowl games, it's a real pleasure, Scott, even more so than usual.
All right, so there you go, and I'm excited. So let's get into it. What I want to do is I want to talk about every single game. So tomorrow there's a bunch of games. Let's get right to it. Troy and North Texas. It's in New Orleans. And you know what? I actually, personally, I think Troy's a pretty decent team. They're favored in this game. I kind of like Troy.
I like Troy a lot, too. Neil Brown has done a phenomenal job there. I kind of thought Ole Miss should have taken a look at him. They've got a great running back, Jordan Chun. I think we all remember they beat LSU in LSU earlier this season. North Texas looked completely overwhelmed by FAU in the Conference USA Championship game. I like Troy to win that and cover the 7.
So Western Kentucky and Georgia State are playing in the Camping World Stadium Bowl in Orlando tomorrow as well. Western Kentucky laying 6.
I like the Hilltoppers there. Mike White's a very good quarterback. Georgia State, if you look at their roster of wins, you know, congratulations to them. Not a traditionally strong program to get to 6 wins, but those 6 wins came against some of the absolute dregs of FBS. I think Mike Samford's a very good coach, former Notre Dame coordinator there for Western Kentucky. They've got too much offense for that game. I like the Hilltoppers to win and cover there as well.
The best game is the Vegas Bowl tomorrow, if you ask me. Boise and Oregon. Now, the number's like 7 and a hook, whatever. Taggart gone for Florida State, and Cristobal gets the job. And there you go. I think they have better athletes than Boise State, and I'm not sure. I think that's why the number 7, because I think, frankly, Boise State's a better football team.
The thing is that Oregon's got Justin Herbert. When Herbert played this year, he's Oregon's quarterback. He's fantastic. He can drop some absolute dimes. They went 6-1. They blew out Arizona and just destroyed Oregon State to finish the season. They were a different team with Herbert under center. Unfortunately, they played all the good teams. They played Utah and Stanford when Herbert was out hurt. I think with him there, they're just a completely different team. I think they win this game, and again, I think they cover. Boise looked okay down the stretch, but nothing special. I don't think they scored more than 17 points on offense in either of their last 2 games of the season. Brett Rippon was really kind of up and down as a quarterback. I like the Ducks in that one.
I think the Ducks are better in the speed department for sure. As I said, that's why they're favored. They got better. They got better athletes, and that's all there is to it. But no disrespect to Boise, they've always been a good program. So tomorrow in Albuquerque, you got Marshall and Colorado State, and the Rams are favored by 5.5. Marshall's a decent team, though. They're tough.
They are. They beat Cincy early in the season. They're one of those teams that just kind of beat the teams they're supposed to beat and kind of lost to some of the teams they're supposed to lose to. I do like the Rams there, though. I hate to keep picking the favorites here, but they've got the best quarterback in this game. Nick Stevens is great. He's got a really great receiver to throw to as well. Mike Bobo has had that offense working well. They should have beaten Boise State a little while back as well. Had a huge lead, kind of collapsed at the end against the Broncos. You know, it's a case where I just feel like the Rams' ceiling is a little bit higher. They're playing much closer to home in Albuquerque. the marshal who kind of has to go across the country. I like the Rams in that one.
So, Jerry Hinnan with us. We're doing all the bowl games. Middle Tennessee and Arkansas State in the Camellia Bowl. Now, listen, that one's in Montgomery, Alabama. But unless I'm mistaken, Middle Tennessee lost their quarterback, and they were never the same without him, the Stockstill kid. I'm assuming he's not playing in this game either.
I don't believe so. And Arkansas State will put some points on your ass, regardless of who the other quarterback is. They played a 67-50 game a little while back against ULM. You know, Middle Tennessee State, as you point out, has had some big wins. They beat Syracuse in the Carrier Dome, which, if you remember, Clemson couldn't do. But they have had injury issues. I think this game maybe matters to Middle Tennessee State. It's a little bit of a weird game. The coach, Rick Stockstill, they've played in the Bahamas and in Hawaii the last 2 years. This year, the coach has paid $10,000 worth of tickets to give away to fans. So I think the Blue Raiders are going to be ready for that game, but I just think Arkansas State's a little bit better. You know, again, I want to find an underdog here, but I like the Red Wolves. I think their advanced stats are really nice. S&P Plus, if you know that rating systems, really likes them. Blake Anderson always has the offense playing well. I like the Red Wolves there.
So they're giving away tickets. You know, I think they should give away shots and beers for fans that get to the game. I think that would be more entertaining. So Tuesday, the Boca Raton Bowl down at FAU. They're playing in their home stadium. And, I mean, I saw Toledo lay just a bomb on Akron. I mean, they beat the crap out of them. And I think, you know, FAU's probably going to do the same thing to them. They're laying 22 and a hook.
You don't see 22 and a half as the spread in a bowl game very often. Usually the widest spread you see for the entire bowl season is around, you know, a couple of touchdowns, 17 points, something like that. But this game is on FAU's home field. Akron, you know, we saw it, you know, not just that Toledo game, but, you know, the week before they got whipped. They're just not that great a team. FAU has been curb stomping everybody. They're going to curb stomp the Zips. Dude, Lane Kiffin has no chill. You know, he is not going to be merciful against the Zips in front of the home crowd there in Boca Raton. FAU all day.
Yeah, sweep the leg, no mercy. Put him in a body bag. We'll come back with Jerry Hinnan and do the rest of the bowl games, starting with Wednesday's Frisco Bowl in Texas with Louisiana Tech and SMU. Jerry Hinnan is on the bench talking college football. He's our college football insider always, all year, every time. Everyone else sucks. So, let's go to the Frisco Bowl. We're going through all these, so we're banging out a lot of games here. We got to hit a lot. Louisiana Tech and SMU, the Mustangs are laying 5 in Frisco, Texas.
I like SMU. They're in Texas. They just hired Sonny Dykes coming in to coach the bowl. I like him. They're going to win.
Do you like the Temple laying 7.5 against Florida International? Can Butch Davis get involved? The game's in St. Petersburg, the Gasparilla Bowl, whatever that is.
It's named after a fictional Spanish pirate named Jose Gaspar. I like FIU in that one. I think that game matters to them. They're closer at home. I like Butch Davis. I think they're going to win that one.
I think he's done a good job there. The Bahamas Bowl, I would just want to go to that game if I were UAB or Ohio. How about UAB getting a football program back and then getting into a bowl game? I love that story. Ohio's laying 7.5.
It's amazing. Bill Clark should be the unanimous coach of the year. I don't care what anybody else did. He went 8-4 with a team that didn't exist the last 2 years. But Ohio is a better team. They're favored by 7.5 for a reason. They're better than their 8-4 record. I like the Bobcats.
The Potato Bowl in Boise, Idaho. Good evening, Boise. Central Michigan against Wyoming. It's a straight pick 'em.
I like Central Michigan. Josh Allen never got it together this year. I have not been impressed. I think Chippewas have lost their last few bowl games. I think they're going to be motivated. It's a little bit of a hike for them, but I still think they're going to win that one.
So Allen was terrible all year. Will he still get drafted highly?
Of course. When does that ever, you know, college performance ever really matter to NFL scouts? Does he have an arm? Yeah. I mean, we saw Christian Hackenberg went in the second round. Josh Allen's going to go in the first.
Birmingham Bowl. Good evening, Birmingham. Texas Tech and South Florida. South Florida laying 2.5. I mean, both of these teams can light it up. But I got to tell you, the job Strong did there, I like it. That team's exciting. I thought that game at UCF was kick ass.
That was the game of the year. They're going to win this game. Tech has had a very good season, but their offense will go through ups and downs a little bit. Quentin Flowers ensures the USF does not do that. They're going to win that game.
The Armed Forces Bowl in Fort Worth. Good evening, Fort Worth. San Diego State laying 7 to Army. How about Army beating Navy again?
That was a phenomenal game in the snow. You had to love it. But the best player on the field by a huge margin is Rashad Penny. San Diego State running back. He ran for 2,000 yards, 7.5 a carry. He's going to be the next Kareem Hunt in the NFL, where you say, how did this guy end up at a place like San Diego State? They're going to win that game.
The Dollar General Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. You got Appalachian State against Toledo. Toledo laying 8. Toledo's a good football team.
They're very, very good. Appalachian State did not quite live up to their expectations this year. Jason Candle is going to be the next Matt Campbell, a guy who comes from Toledo. Has a very good program somewhere bigger down the line. I think the Rockets win that one pretty easy.
Here's a good one, the Hawaii Bowl. One of those bowl games doesn't matter who wins because you get to go to Hawaii. It's Fresno against Houston. And I got to tell you, Houston's favorite. But I'll tell you what, Fresno gave Boise fits. They're a decent team.
They is. This is a great game. And also Ed Oliver, you know, is playing in this, maybe the best defensive tackle in the country for Houston. I would give a slight edge to Houston, but this is one of those where neither result would surprise me. It really comes down to who is going to go to Hawaii and still care about playing the game. I don't know what's going to happen there. Slight edge to Houston, but we'll see.
I've always said to Carver High we should go to Hawaii as a show and then never come back. The Heart of Dallas Bowl, good evening, Dallas. West Virginia and Utah, the Utes are laying 7. I got to tell you, I watched, West Virginia play football this year. I thought they were terrible.
Will Greer is out. I'm surprised that line's not more than 7. Kyle Whittingham is 10-1 in bowls all time. Utah lost their big games all by, like, under a touchdown. Very competitive all year despite the record. I think that is a walkover. This would be a game I would lay that 7 very quickly.
The Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit at Ford Field has Duke and Northern Illinois. What a thriller that'll be for everyone. Duke laying 4.5.
Duke, sure.
The Cactus Bowl in Phoenix in the desert. Kansas State and old Bill Snyder against, and I mean that, UCLA and their new coach, Chip Kelly. Is he coaching that game? Who's doing it?
No. UCLA's got one of the assistants in charge.
Who do you like?
I would go with UCLA as long as Josh Rosen plays, which it still sounds like. Yeah, Jed Fish, I think, is the interim guy, now that I remember his name, the offensive coordinator for him. Bill Snyder's a phenomenal coach, but his teams don't always play their best in the bowl games. I like UCLA.
All right, so are you telling me that I just went through all of those bowl games? Like, are you kidding me? Let me ask you. Because I know we haven't done the big ones yet. That's what we got to do now. Because I just want to make sure here. In my view, I haven't. Let's go to the this is around the 27th of December. Let's go Southern Miss and Florida State in the Shreveport Independence Bowl. I got to tell you, there's nothing more repulsive to me than Florida State making a bowl game this year. They were terrible. They do not deserve to be in a bowl game. That team was so crappy. You got to be kidding me.
They had to reschedule a game just to make it at the end of the season. Yeah, it's a laugher. Southern Miss, I would definitely take them plus 16. They care about this game so much more than the Seminoles do. It wouldn't surprise me if they won it outright, honestly, because the Noles do not care. Taggart's coming in. Maybe they want to impress them. I don't know. I think FSU wins the game just because they're FSU, but yeah.
All right, so let's hit these now faster. Carver High just told me, he said, you have a gambling problem when you're still talking about these crappy bowl games. So let's go fast. Pinstripe Bowl in Yankee Stadium. Now, Carver High says this one matters. Any game at Yankee Stadium matters. Nothing like going out to see Iowa play Boston College. I'd rather be frozen in a lake, like in the water.
Yeah, Ferentz has not had a good bowl record of late. Boston College came on great at the end of the season. I like the Eagles.
All right, Arizona and Purdue in the Foster Farms Bowl in Santa Clara at Levi's Stadium.
Anytime you get a chance to see Khalil Tate, you got to watch Khalil Tate. I like Arizona in that one. I think he's going to run for a million yards.
Texas and Missouri and Houston in the Outdoors Texas Bowl.
Too much Drew Locke for Texas. Locke's going to throw for a lot of yards. I like Missouri.
Virginia Navy in the Military Bowl in Annapolis.
Virginia has a month to prepare for the option. They're going to win.
Virginia Tech and Oklahoma State should be a great game, I think. And like I could have sworn we talked about that game. Who do you like in that one?
Mason Rudolph and company. But it's a great matchup with Bud Foster against those guys. But I think Oklahoma State just has too much offense.
Stanford and TCU and San Antonio in the Alamo Bowl.
Give me Stanford, you know, especially if Bryce Love is going to play. I'm not impressed by TCU's offense down the stretch.
Washington State and Michigan State in San Diego at the Holiday Bowl. Mike Leach against D'Antonio.
D'Antonio has a miles better bowl record here. Luke Falk, I think, is probably thinking about the NFL. Give me the Spartans.
Wake Forest and A&M in Charlotte. That's like a home game for Wake Forest, right?
Yes. They play much better down the stretch as well. A&M isn't sure about their quarterback. Give me the Demon Deacons, please.
NC State and Arizona State and El Paso in the lovely Sun Bowl that has been going on since I've been alive.
Arizona State's coaching situation is a debacle. It's debacle-tacular, Scott. I like the Wolfpack a lot in that one.
UK, Kentucky, and Northwestern in Nashville at the Music City Bowl.
This would be my lock of the bowl season. Northwestern is miles better than Kentucky, and they care about their bowl games under Pat Fitzgerald. I love Northwestern there.
New Mexico State and Utah State. I have no idea why we're talking about this.
New Mexico State, it's their first ball game since 1960. It's worth mentioning, sure.
There you go. USC and Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl. That should be a good game.
It should be as long as Sam Darnold shows up. Ohio State, I think, honestly, is the better team. You look at USC, the way they got blown out by Notre Dame earlier this season. Obviously, Ohio State got blown out by Iowa, too, but they were just a little bit more consistent, I think, otherwise over the course of the year. JT Barrett's playing well. As long as he's doing okay, I think they're going to be able to handle USC. I just think they're a little bit more talented, a little bit better coach top to bottom.
All right, we got to really speed it up here. Here we go. Louisville, Mississippi State.
Lamar Jackson, Louisville.
Iowa State and Memphis in the Liberty Bowl.
Yes, Iowa State cares more about this game, and they're a very good team. I like them.
Washington and Penn State in the Fiesta Bowl.
Saquon Barkley all day. I love that guy. Penn State's underrated.
All right. This is very important to me. Don't say the wrong thing or we won't be friends past 5 minutes from now. Wisconsin and Miami.
Wisconsin.
I hate you forever. Michigan and South Carolina. Michigan, shut up. Don't ever talk about the Canes bad around me. Michigan and South Carolina.
Who cares? Michigan, I guess.
UCF and Auburn. UCF talking smack about beating Auburn already.
They did. They said the SEC was slow. It was awesome. That's what I love from these underdog teams. Scott Frost, though, is trying to be Nebraska's coach and UCF's coach at the same time. Their defense has given up tons of points against good offenses. Auburn has a good offense. I like Auburn.
Notre Dame and LSU. I actually think this is going to be a great game as well in the Citrus Bowl.
It's going to be an awesome game. Darius Geis is great. I think he's doing just enough to get LSU over the hump in that game.
All right, here we go. The Final Four, Georgia and Oklahoma in the Rose Bowl in the semi.
Georgia and Oklahoma in the Rose Bowl, Scott. How amazing is that matchup? I've got to see Oklahoma do it. I know how great Baker Mayfield is. I know we've seen their offense do it so many times. But Georgia's defense is just a cut above. We saw it against Auburn in the SEC championship. They've had one bad game all season. I think that matchup, defense versus their offense, is just something that Oklahoma has not seen this season. On the flip side, Georgia's very good on offense. You know, Jake Fromm has been so steady under quarterback. They've got three different running backs who can gash you at any time. Oklahoma's defense is not up to par with that. I like the Bulldogs.
All right, here you go. And then we'll be back on the air for this game on January 1st at 8:45 Eastern. We'll be live at 10 that night for most of the game. Alabama and Clemson, the rematch again for, I don't even know how many, three times now?
Yes. Alabama has not played up to playoff standard this season. You look at the teams they've beaten, like, by more than a couple of touchdowns. It's your Arkansas, your Tennessee, anybody really good, your LSUs, your Mississippi States, your Auburns. It's either been very close. Even Texas A&M, it's been close, or against Auburn, they got crushed. I don't think they are a college football playoff caliber team this particular season. I think the wrong team is favored in this. Clemson's picking up 2.5 here. I think with Kelly Bryant, with Dabo Swinney's coaching track record in these kinds of games, I don't see how you go against the Tigers. I really like Clemson here.
Wow, there you go. Jerry Hinnon, do you feel like you just worked out at the gym? I mean, we did every single bowl game.
I've broken maybe a small sweat here.
All right. So you're going to watch. He told me before he came on the air tonight, he said he's going to watch every single game, the entire game, every single game, and then get a divorce.
Well, that's divorce. There's a reason that D, V, and R are in, you know, that word there. Every one of these is at the very least going on the video recording system. People say there are too many bowl games. Wait until May when, you know, we're crawling through the desert without any college football.
Right.
And Arkansas State and Middle Tennessee State would be a godsend. We have to conserve our college football as much as we can. I'm going to put every minute of it I can in my eyeballs, and I can't wait. Scott, it's going to be a great bowl.
All right, I got 10 seconds. Huddersfield Town, you're going to be watching tomorrow.
Yes, they've got to pick up some away points. At Watford is as good a time to do it as any. It's survival's on the line every week, in and out. Got to do it.
All right, Happy New Year, Jerry.
Absolutely, Scott. Anytime. Always a pleasure, man.
I love it. Jerry Hinnon, our college football insider, getting benched on a pain-free Friday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.